You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Talk dirty to me.
Talk dirty to me.
Carlton in the house. We love her.
This is our lady.
So excited. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We are here with the amazing, beautiful Carlton tonight. And
love
we told you,
you
we'd deliver. Look, she's here in the flesh.
Yay. Thank
and
you.
Even though the episode's called The Curse of Carlton, there is no curse. This is all positive energy. She's really an amazing person. So you guys will get to see all these great parts of her that I don't know if it's really shown that much on this show, and it deserves to be.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you.
All right, who are we here with tonight?
Hey, everybody, I'm Jill Annenberg.
I'm Charlotte Broadbent.
And I'm Cassidy Gard, Team Carlton, and I'm not ashamed.
And I'm Ashley,
very much.
And we are back. So, yes, cool episode tonight.
Yeah.
We got to see more of your house and
beautiful
your
house.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Really
Thank
amazing
you.
House. That. How many square feet is that house?
Including the basement.
What's in the basement?
Remember Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Did you ever see
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
In the basement.
I think her basement's a lot different.
Yes. It's pretty. Probably about 13, 14.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
It even looks like it could be, I mean, not that that's like not enormous enough.
No,
but
it
looks
gigantic. It does. I mean, when I designed it with my husband, I wanted to I wanted to give up rooms, the number of rooms for size.
That's a real designer. That's what a real designer would do, though. You design.
Yeah, I do.
It's not chopped up at all. It's big rooms. I love that.
It was it was designed to basically have a party.
Yeah. Entertainment dream house.
Yeah, it was.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
I watched
Thank
the video
you.
That you made on BravoTV.com.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is amazing. But I love that to have larger rooms.
Yes.
And less of them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Otherwise, it starts looking like a little rat's maze.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. Yeah. Don't Chopped up. It's
open concept is the buzzword.
I like that.
Yeah. So, perfect. You mentioned it yourself for parties, and that's what you had tonight. You had a party tonight.
We did.
Really cool party. And you had the hustler bags.
Yeah, we did.
So we know it doesn't chip your teeth, but what were in those bags?
Well, there was a paddle in there.
Okay.
But
a paddle?
Yeah.
Did you just make her?
She's so innocent.
There's a paddle. But there was also, I was explaining to Lisa, there's a candle, which actually was really, really fun. And it was I was explaining it was a three-way, but it was a candle three-way.
Okay.
And
okay.
It had three
ways.
Ways.
I love it.
Do you think it would be good if Lisa loosened up a little bit? She seemed very anti-pouring
what
wax
on Ken. What are you saying she should
Ken.
Do with the paddle? I don't understand.
She said she didn't want to pour wax on Ken.
Yeah, she said in 30 years he's had nothing wet on his stomach.
No, she had nothing wet on her stomach.
Well, either one of them, they both need to have wet on their stomach.
And next topic. I just can't picture. I mean, some people, you can picture them having sex and you're not like grossed out by it. I mean, obviously, you don't want to picture your parents. I don't also want to picture Ken having sex with anything or anyone.
But he's actually a really cool human being.
He definitely. Cool.
No, he is. But he doesn't gross you out. Like, I can think about somebody else on the show.
Me
and I'd
too.
Be like,
I wonder
oh, my
who?
Good God. Ooh. Yeah.
I got
it. Yeah. Sorry, I already said it last week. I got, trouble with that one. But.
No. Mm-hmm.
Do you think stuff like the sexual experiments that you and your husband seem to do?
I know.
Do
so perverse.
Do you think that keeps the spark alive in your guys' relationship? Because you seem tight. You guys really do.
Everything is sexual tonight. I swear to God. It's like...
Are you tight is the real question.
Well, no. You know what this is? With David and I, right...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
From the get-go, I was always going to Hustler or some sort of lingerie store just to buy fun outfits because that's what I did for him. And after having children and, you know, you get immersed in your children and then suddenly it's like your husband's kind of second. And you cannot have a successful relationship without happening. So you have to have you and your husband as the nucleus, and then everything else would be beautiful. So yeah. I still continue that. And yeah, I think that keeping it going and keeping... And it's not a bloody sex dungeon and everything that's dark and nasty. It's really a burlesque room because I used to dance. Mm-hmm. Not stripper. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I always say this when I say I used to dance. Know. Not stripper. You have to say that out
here. But I don't have a problem with that, obviously. But it used to... You know, I used to do ballet and jazz and... I wanted to be able to dance for him without my daughters running in the bloody room. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When did you stop dancing? How old were you?
18. When I came back from South Africa. Yeah,
Do you like? Do you ever want to do dance class again?
I do. You know, I did attempt it because they say that, you know, the body memory.
Yes.
But it wasn't the same because it was just such a passion for me at the time. It was just, it almost hurt emotionally to go back into a dance class just for the hell of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we did Dance Wars with Maria Menounos. We did like this Dance Wars thing over the holidays and I hadn't danced in years and I used to dance like you and I was a little depressed because I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I know, and you can't remember the next bloody step.
And in my head, I can, but my body could not do what my head was telling it to and I was like, this is so depressing.
Yeah, me too.
And you get so sore from things that you could have done for days in the past.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like an hour.
When I watch Dance Moms now, I get really depressed when I see these little, like, 3-year-olds that can dance, and I'm just like, I just want to do that.
I know. I couldn't. I think when I stopped dancing at 18, the dance movies would come out, and I couldn't watch them.
Like Chicago and
stuff. I would get so upset. Now I can watch Chicago. I love that.
Yeah. You'd be good in Chicago. I like all
Chicago.
That jazz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one we're just pulling out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a question. You seem so uninhibited, and I love watching it. I'm more of like a very shy, reserved girl when it comes to like trying new things. What's a way to like try it out, but not like go totally, you know, off the deep end of like not sure how to like, you know, do something like fun, like role playing? Do you think it's just like buying sexy lingerie?
I honestly, I think it has to be, you obviously you go at your own speed. Uh-huh. So yeah, it would be you walking into a store and seeing something that kind of, you know, you gravitate towards.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'll just like, it's like baby steps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
And then it's what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
You.
Just to have it be fun. I love that.
Yeah. And music.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What's on your playlist?
And alcohol.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it ranges. I have Rob Zombie, Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. Even my daughter remembers my one favorite animal, Nine Inch Nails.
Really?
So inappropriate. I like
that's
it, mommy.
Oh my god. I love it.
You have no idea.
Oh my god, that's so cute. Oh my god.
But yeah, no, I mean, I love Summertime by just went right out my bloody head. But I do love some of the oldies.
Yeah.
I really love oldies.
Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Some of the blues songs can be really sexy.
They are. Yeah. Fever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What was your wedding song that you and your husband danced to?
Well, it was for my husband. So it was I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mine wouldn't have been so sweet.
How did he propose?
Oh, I thought he was going to... he's Sicilian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So we had gone to New York and we were with his mum and dad in Long Island. And he said to me, I want you to... Because they lived... they had a little dock or something. Okay. You know, it was on the water anyway. And he said, "Were you?" It was at night time, and my mother-in-law kept talking about what a beautiful full moon. I'm like, "It's fucking great." But what's going on? I'm like, "What's happening?" And so he said, "Will you come with me to check to see if there's petrol in the boat for tomorrow?" Because we were going to go out for the day. And I said, "Okay." So we're walking up the dock, and it's this beautiful full moon, of course. And he said, and we were right then. He said, "Do you know what I'm going to do?" I said, "You're going to fucking throw me in the water. You can dispose of me." I really thought he was getting rid of me.
Oh my God.
Only the Sicilian way. And then he proposed, and I couldn't see the ring, but I was screaming. And
oh my God. Was that a whirlwind courtship, or was it like, did you guys stay a long time?
No. Well, you know, I kept setting myself up for disappointment because I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And we went out for dinner with his parents, and he pulled out this velvet box.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a friendship ring. I'm like, that's fucking great.
Better than earrings. No, better than earrings.
Maybe. I got earrings too.
So how long did you guys date for?
Only probably, it was actually pretty quick, I would say. Probably about 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But aww. I love that you have such a close relationship with his mother too. Oh,
I love
her. I mean, they showed that scene.
Yeah,
with
I know. I'm so inappropriate with her. It. She's like, oh God.
That is so cute though. And is she from Beverly Hills? Has she lived here for a long time?
Or? No. When David first moved out, I think he moved out in 1999. And then he was kind of scouting for business. And then they came out probably about a year later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's New York.
Oh, he sounds like he's East Coast.
Is he East Coast? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, born in Brooklyn.
Okay, that's why I heard it tonight especially. He's so handsome, by the way.
Thank you.
You guys are like a very, very handsome, beautiful couple. Yeah. You really are.
You guys embrace a lot. You really just see that there's those moments where you just like remember to kiss or hug. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really warm.
I do drive him crazy, though. He will tell you that.
Yeah, but I love it. You can see that he can't get enough of you.
I love him.
How long have you guys been married?
Oh, 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
15 years.
15 years.
But people must stare at you guys when you're out, though, because you're such a beautiful couple. Do you get, like, a lot of people that just, like, they just look at you?
No.
No, not even because so of the cute. Show. No, seriously.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
How is it, though, now that you're on the show? Do you feel it's any different, your life?
Well,
do people recognize you?
And maybe in that aspect. I mean, just a tiny bit. Yeah. By the way, what has been really, I think, rewarding in my soul is that I've had a lot of young people, especially young girls, come up to me and say, really love you, like that you stand for what you believe in, and you don't give a shit about the rest. And
yep, right.
That's been, actually, that was a surprise.
Yeah.
So I really do appreciate it.
No, because we thought that.
It was.
Especially when we first started, like, we felt like it was so cool that you could speak your mind and you didn't give a shit. Like, it was just from the get-go. You were new to the show. A lot of people would hesitate at the beginning of any show because you want to be liked and you're so afraid of that. And you just took a stand.
I made a decision that to do this, it was all or nothing. I wasn't going to manipulate my behavior or, you know, edit my swearing or just behave for the sake because there was a camera around. It was just, you're going to see me hungover, which you did tonight. Such a pretty picture. But you're going to see, you see me. It's all of me. It's me. And I hope that hopefully, because we have at least another 6 episodes to air, I hope you do get to see the other side of me. I'm not just this perceived bisexual rampant witch.
You just said that you didn't want to manipulate who you are on camera, and you did a recent interview with OK Magazine, and you said that's what Kyle does. She manipulates who she
100%.
is. Why do you think that?
Because when I first came in, I know that since this journey's begun, she said that I've had preconceived notions, so I'd already made up my mind, is what she's saying, that I didn't like her. No, I don't like her because she's not a good person. When I first came in, I didn't watch the show. I don't watch a lot of reality shows. So when I came in, it was literally, I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, because sometimes maybe, you know, I don't know how editing works. I have no idea. Maybe these people aren't the way they are portrayed. And I met her, and she was one of the hardest people to kind of get through, because she was so guarded. And it's like, why are you so guarded? If you're honest and there's nothing to hide, kind of let down the defense. And it's just been a systematic series of events with her that's just, you may not always get the idea clearly on the show, but what I've experienced is I do not like her, and I would never have her as a friend.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you really think.
I know.
What do you think about, I mean, Brandy and you both seem so tight, so much in common. Like, we love watching the scenes. You're just eating burgers on the stoop. I mean, it's fun.
Well, I was, you know, whatever, but yeah. I needed food.
And we got yelled at for that, too, for loving that you did that.
Why? Yeah, the bloody burger truck is on the street.
I know. It was so cute, name. Though. We thought it was great, and I get it. Like, if you're going to walk into a party, immediately everybody wants to say hi and kiss you.
You don't
and
eat.
You're hungry.
We were hungry,
and
we had not eaten.
And you guys worked up an appetite.
Right. And then Brandy was feeling sick from the spinning mm-hmm. thing.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So right. It seems as if Kyle and Brandy are now tight. They seem to talk. What is going on there?
She mentioned that on Bethany, too. She said, Kyle said they're getting along now and
well, that's so good. But that doesn't, has no effect on me.
It doesn't, okay.
Because, you know, I never choose my friends because somebody doesn't like somebody. I'm not in fucking high school.
Right.
Oh, I keep saying that.
It's okay. It's okay.
We're all going to say it.
We're all
okay.
saying all right. tonight.
I'm okay. not in school where I'm like told who I can be friends with.
Right.
If Brandy likes Kyle, good luck to her.
Right.
That's it. I mean, yeah. I still like Brandy.
Yeah. You guys, Brandy and Yolanda, you have such a good relationship on camera. Is it like that off camera too? Do you socialize as
Yeah. As I mean, I saw Yolanda before she had another treatment recently in December, so I saw her right before she had that. And then Brandy, I mean, we'll go out for dinner. Same thing with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, those the three.
Yeah. It's awesome to know that you guys are actually friends off camera, and it's not all just stage.
No, it's not for bloody show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know any of them before the show started?
I obviously we're in the same circle, mm-hmm. and especially because my husband is one of the members of the Beverly Hills Chambers of Commerce. But I never had that kind of interaction.
You mentioned when you called in that was when at that party for the Chamber of Commerce that was when you kind of got recruited for the show. Was there nothing, like, no talks of it before that?
There were whispers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But nothing like, will you be on the show? It wasn't till that night that then they said.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I can't say.
I can't even. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I understand.
Going back to this episode, though. Okay, so you have this beautiful pool party, and you put a lot of time and effort into this.
We did.
And you got the girls in on it, too, which was fun.
They're so funny. They want to hang, because they always hang out with my girlfriends. They're such old souls. Yeah. And it's just, why not?
I'm like, I thought it was adorable.
How old are your daughters?
11 and 10.
11 and 10, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No,
they go
so
to grandma's house.
And then
I love it.
Thank God.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Protected.
No, but that was really nice that you invited everybody as well. Is that something that you have to do because of the show? Or, like, do you have to invite Joyce? Or is it one of those things where...
Oh, if I had my druthers.
I mean, right. Okay, so we have a picture. I don't know if Phil can... Phil, do you have that picture of the hug?
Yes, give me one second.
Yeah, take
Okay.
Yeah, she already did it for us.
We're watching it.
Hold up one second. No, but...
I want to know. Yes, so what
led up... Yes, because I watched, I'm like, fuck, okay. That's not really...
Right.
What happened was, obviously... There's no love, but I was sitting down. We were outside and I was sitting down and she walked in with what's his face. And then she went and I was looking downwards. So I was sitting on the rotunda little thingy-majiggy and I'm sitting down and then she's like this, hi. And I'm like,
there it is.
Yes.
But she's waving her fucking hands in my face.
Right,
and I'm like, stop it.
Right, right.
And she's like,
see, then, you can't fake it, and I commend you on that because mm-hmm. it's brilliant, really, because most people can fake it, and then you'll never really be able to tell what's real and what's not. And with you, you don't care that there's a camera right in your face. You're like, whatever. I at this moment do not want to hug you, and this is my face, and this is me telling you that.
I think that's why one of the main reasons that I fell in love with you is from the very beginning. You were just straight up honest, blunt, and I feel like some of the housewives, but most of them are not who they really want to be. And
yeah, I mean,
pageant fake.
One would think that being on this kind of show, I would want to solidify my place here. You know,
I think you are though by being yourself because so many people can relate to you.
That's wonderful to hear because I know that I could also be putting the last nail in my coffin at this point.
No, us four will pull those fucking nails out and be like, get our back on the show.
I love
that. I told
you, spinoff. It's so funny.
I'm like,
so funny.
Andy, you listen?
By the way, he was lovely.
He was.
Oh my God. Adorable.
Oh yeah, because you were there last, was it last weekend?
No, you had probably the black about three, dress on. three or four weeks ago.
You looked amazing.
Thank you.
So you really had fun. You were in New York, obviously.
I did. I had a great time.
Now, does your husband go with you?
Well, it was a whole to-do. I tried to cancel because I was sick. And they're like, no, no, you can't. And we had pushed the date forward anyway. But literally, I'm packing on. My son was sick the week before, and I'm like, there's no, because we were going to take the whole family. Right. And I said, there's no way he's going to fly with an ear infection. Right. So then David got sick Saturday night. And then my girlfriend, who's also my son's nanny, Elizzie, when we
love
her.
Yes, we love her.
She's so cute. Oh, we love her. She's such a sweetheart.
She is so cute.
She is.
We'll ask you. Yeah. So you were saying, so then he couldn't go, obviously.
So he didn't know. So then now I had, his mum came over to take care of him because he was literally bedridden for 3 days. I'm so not wanting to leave and get on a plane. And then, so my mother-in-law came over and took care of the children. Okay. And him.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Your family seems really tight and normal.
They are.
They like, really, you can see it in the way that you interact and you cuss in front of them. And it's just, I like
my
it.
Family.
Exactly. I know. It's
Italian side. Italian side, yeah.
Right. Is there like traditions that you guys do, or like a family dinner on Sundays or something that
every weekend we're up either Saturday or Sunday to my mother-in-law's with all the children.
Just does she live close by?
She's in Hidden Hills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we go up there. But we are. It's wonderful because walking in, you know, I'm a single child. So walking into this huge Italian family was pretty daunting. And they were so bloody loud. Now I think I have the biggest mouth, but yeah.
Do they all speak Italian?
No. God bless them. David's one grandmother, who's his father's mother, Maria, just spoke Italian, Sicilian.
Okay. Right. And you know the difference.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, woo-hoo. Yeah. So Sicilian. Funny.
Yes.
Yeah. So she would always speak that with her son, Johnny. Right, yeah. Right.
But that's so wonderful, though, that you have such a close family and they're close by. And
they've always.
But you do have a great nanny, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
No, I know, but they are fantastic. Yeah. They've always been supportive.
Where did you find your nanny? Did you find her as a nanny, or did you find her as a friend who became a nanny?
Yes. Okay. Actually, through my girlfriend that you didn't see tonight at the party. She sang at the party tonight on the episode. I know, and we had a great band, London Cries, Toby, who's the sexiest bloody thing. We had a lot of sexy boys there.
Too bad they didn't show that.
But like a whole,
you would think Andy would want to show
it. Yeah, it seems like Bravo. You know, with all the wives and women watching, it would love to see some men in their ass.
I had some very gorgeous male friends.
Damn.
Yes, and salivating.
That's not fair.
No.
Well, do you think that they like to play on the fact that you think women are beautiful and you celebrate bodies and everything about them?
At this point, I'm just a bisexual witch.
Yeah, you're the music they play, the hocus pocus music every time you're on. It's you walk through the door, do you want lemonade? It's like,
the music changes.
It does change the mood.
It completely changes.
My eyes cross.
Well, I have a question about that because that is the one thing with you, and I think someone like Brandy, you're so genuine about your beliefs and how you feel. And then with Joyce, it's just so surface level. I don't know anything about her, really. I don't.
Right.
But after watching you and Brandy, and there's so much real emotion there. So for you, I know that you didn't really seem like the biggest fan. I don't see you like watching reality TV 5 times a week. Like you seem like you are grounded in your beliefs and your family. So if it's not something that like you watch, what was it like to have to suddenly have producers maybe egging you on or taking your core beliefs and trying to
this is probably, and I've heard this from a lot of people, is probably the least it's not manipulated. There's no, what you see is exactly what's happened.
Okay.
That's really interesting to know.
No, 100%. And I had heard this about the Beverly Hills Housewives specifically, not the other ones. Mm-hmm. Because of course I'm coming into the show. I have real extreme beliefs, and I don't, curtail what I have to say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I wasn't going to be everyone's cup of tea, and then I'm thinking, well, why would they truly want someone like me? Because I'm going to stir the fucking pot. There's no two ways about it. So then, you do kind of start looking back at that and questioning that, but there was no manipulation at all. There wasn't like, oh, you better go do this. You better not with me.
Right,
I can't speak for the other people, but for me personally, no.
So for you, though, with energy and crystals, it seems as if someone that is very cognizant of how they're feeling, you would kind of want to like avoid drama.
Yeah, I know, and negativity, I know.
And then you go into the pot where there's it's happening all around you.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to test the boundaries.
Yeah, I love it. And that was a little bit of a challenge.
It was, and that's why I did it. Okay. I knew this wasn't going to be an easy journey, and I was very. You know, you shoot for about 3 months and then you have a hiatus. But during that hiatus is when then the show starts to air and then you have to write your blogs and then you live it again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's probably the most difficult part. These silly tarts I can handle any day of the week.
Right.
But it's now this journey is really challenging. And I wanted to be challenged. I mean, I was so protected with my husband. And I had this amazing family, and I had everything I had ever dreamed of.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, bitch, get off your lazy ass. Yes.
Right.
Get challenged, because everything that I had been before I met my husband was dormant.
Right.
And I needed to fire.
Reawakened it.
I did. Yeah. I did.
I love it. What is it like? I'm always curious, like going from normal life to having cameras following you around. Like, what does it feel like?
By the way, it's so funny because when they first came into our home, I'm like, oh, fucking hell. But they are the crew is amazing. I mean, they are the sweetest. I mean, probably the sweetest people I've met.
Yeah.
And it's usually the way when you. Mm-hmm. It's usually the way. The crew's awesome. And they were never, like, under your feet. They were never intrusive. They were very respectful. So at some point, it's just suddenly shifts, and you're mm-hmm. not even aware. And I think my husband, ironically, which you haven't seen yet, hopefully you will, at the house was probably a lot more relaxed than I was. I'm like, you know, a little bit Betty Crocker there.
So going back to this episode... The scene, we have a picture of it, the scene with Kyle looking at your tattoo.
Yes.
So that really hit home for you.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, so for anybody that didn't see this part, Kyle takes a look at Carlton's new tattoo and asks if it's the Jewish star. And we all know that she just made it clear that she's Jewish, and she's last week that, you know, she's now Jewish, and she became Jewish because of her husband, and so she should probably know what the star is, but she said that the string of her necklace or the string of your bikini was covering it. So if anybody else asked you this, would it have done this, had the same effect on you as Kyle saying
no?
Okay.
And by the way, it's a really good question, and this is obviously a lead up into bigger deals coming ahead. The reason why I reacted because so strongly with her was because I've now been with this woman. She knows what I practice. In Palm Springs, she asked about a 1-inch tattoo on my bloody foot.
Mm-hmm, right.
Knowing that now I've explained it's the pentagram. She knows I'm a Wiccan. She knows what I practice. She's at my effing house.
Talking
so,
about your dolls.
And yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
leading up to it.
Now she knows that I am a Wiccan. I practice witchcraft. That is my belief system. She has systematically goaded me constantly. And I'm thinking we're actually having a real moment where she asked about a tattoo that I had told nobody I had gotten. So she asked about the tattoo and she looks at it and then she gets all confused in her innocent bullshit way.
Right.
And it just was enough. Like, I suddenly thought, oh, possibly, you know, she's genuinely interested. And then it was like, yeah, fuck off. Really? Right. Again, here we go again.
Right.
Same old game. You just... You hide behind the veil of innocence, and yet you're constantly just stirring, constantly just being provocative with me.
Right.
So my reactions isn't because I'm pissed off that she thinks it's a Jewish star. I'm pissed off at her.
Absolutely.
For trying to now, because I've already now have this picture in my head that it's a setup.
Right.
There's a bigger picture, and she has a bigger motive, and she's trying to set me off. And that's when I'm like, fuck it.
Do you believe that that's why she took the necklace off after as kind of a gesture or a sign of peace because she felt mm-hmm. guilty that she did that?
No. I don't think there's anything authentic or sweet about this person.
You think
person.
That was the camera
I think
well.
That's her. I think she keeps trying to paint a picture that she's a sweet person, and she's not. She's a toxic troll.
Right. What'd you do with the necklace?
Well.
I was thinking, you know how
she literally, I want to know.
Oh, I'm okay. Serious. Oh, I thought she shoved it up his ass.
Oh, whose?
Your husband.
Mine?
Make it an anal bead.
No. Oh, my God. You're so funny.
Gosh.
No. I don't know. You will see it play out.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll keep that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just all right, keep all right, that cool. in mind.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. What I was gonna ask is, my mom always says, like, don't shop at a thrift store because you're buying someone else's energy.
I do. Well, very, very perceptive of you. What I did do, though, because, you know, of my history with this person, mm-hmm. I did soak it.
Okay.
I did soak it in water.
Okay. Did you put it immediately? Near the balls that you have outside, those trap negative energy too. Could you, if you wanted to, put it near there? Or is that like
you're so cute?
Put it on top of there.
Well, actually, the true witch's balls are the ones that are made of glass and they have the strands.
Oh.
And they're okay. These beautiful, colorful. You can get them up to about 12 inches or 8 inches big, but they do. What they do is they are the true traditional witch's balls. They will grab the negative energy and trap it. The other ones that I have that are the, they almost look metallic. Those are the ones that will, the energy will come at it and it'll be just reflected away.
Okay. Yeah. That's really cool.
Even when I hear you say this, it sounds so empowering. And I just picture Kyle or any of the other girls that don't get along with you just being threatened by mm-hmm. your security within who you are and what you believe and just having like this safe space around you.
Right. Yeah, I do. I mean, I make sure, obviously, after that party, I sage my house.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Lots of smudging.
Well, you know, I actually grew up with a woman who lived down the street that practiced Wiccan. And is that how?
Wicca.
Wicca. Excuse me. Wicca.
Get it straight.
I know. And so people cute. Would look. People always viewed her as, it was sad actually, because she was so, she really did believe this, and it was something that was very meaningful to her, and people did something similar to how Kyle does it, kind of made like a mockery out of it a little bit.
Right.
And it was really sad, and it's, I hope that with this show, at least if anything, you can leave a mark on people that they will now look at this and see it as a serious belief and not a joke and not something that's,
I mean,
it's not. And it's sad that people have to even make a joke out of it and even add this type of music to the background when you walk in a room. And you know, I understand a little bit for viewership, you know, there's a witch coming on the show and they want to do it like that for like the first two episodes, but especially seeing you with your family, it's
no, interesting, and I appreciate that. You know, it's, I have dealt with this my whole life. And you know, Wicca and witchcraft, which are two different things, have been around for centuries. Before other religions. So, and I'm not going to get into fucking a pissing contest.
No, yeah, I'm from Massachusetts. We get the whole thing.
I know, so I'm not even going to go into that with the crosses and all that other stuff.
Right.
But, so I dealt with that when I was at school. I grew up in this environment. So when I went to school, I dealt with all the stupidness of these grown women now. And so now, yeah, I'm reliving it again. And it's just ignorance. And what Kyle is doing is different from just being ignorant, because she's calculated and she's trying to twist this whole deal.
Right.
But if I was to challenge any other religion on a show, I would be burnt at the stake. You know what I mean? Right. Literally, because you just don't do that. You don't challenge people's religions. Who the fuck goes into someone's house and asks what you are?
Right.
Nobody. Right. So every move that this woman has made has been a calculation, and it's to fuck with me. And she can bring it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's going to bring it. I don't either. I wanted to know, well, let's do iTunes quick, because I wanted to see what people think. So if you want to log on to our iTunes and let us know what you think of tonight's episode so far, whose side are you on tonight? Are you on Joyce's side, or are you on Kyle's side? Are you on Carlton's side? We want to know your thoughts. You've been so verbal. You've been letting us know exactly what you think. You really have paragraphs long, and we do appreciate it, even though a lot of it doesn't agree, and some of it does agree. We appreciate everything. We read mm-hmm. every single thing that you write.
I'm not. Just kidding.
I appreciate it. So keep it coming. Let us know what you think, and let us know what you think of tonight's episode, and what you thought of Kyle's remark to Carlton regarding her tattoo. We want to know your thoughts. And Charlotte,
when you talk about being calculated and everything that you're seeing now on the show and the editing, is the other confessionals giving you a different insight into what these girls are actually thinking?
No.
No? You actually thought when there's no surprises?
No. No, and for, you know, obviously my issues are with Kyle and with Joyce. Joyce, you know, she's not an evil person. She's just a bit of a dimwit. With Kyle, you know, obviously I feel a lot deeper about that. But I think that they're such an easy read. They're so predictable. And I know that they think that they're super smart. And it's just like, really? No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you think of tonight, Lisa, not showing up at Yolanda's party? Do you think that Yolanda felt... did she kind of overreact about the situation? Or
I don't know. I had heard from Lisa that there was this a whole confusion that went on with this. So I think it was just a matter of it was just, I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah.
It really was. It just, right. It wasn't like black and white.
Right.
It really wasn't.
Right. Yeah. Cause she seemed to get really upset about that. But now going into that area, that little get together that they had, the remark that Joyce made about the alcohol, wine.
Yeah.
So that obviously affected
me.
You.
It irked me because I've listened to this girl now consistently label brandy. Consistently. Every effing label you can think of, she has spewed out of her little mouth.
Bully.
Oh, everything. It's just, you know, the thing with labels, they really are dangerous because they do, it's a cause and effect. And what this one's doing and the other one's doing is they're diluting the real serious value of what it seriously means to be bullied, mm-hmm. to be an alcoholic, to be bipolar, whatever the hell she labeled brandy.
Right.
So I really do react very, very, very quickly when I hear her. So when she makes a remark, ooh, well, maybe brandy wants the wine, it's like, okay,
here we go
again.
Right, yeah.
And it's just, it's obvious and it's transparent. And yes, some people may think that it was endearing of her to bring wine to an alcoholic if that's what she thinks she is. And it's like, shut up.
I just thought it was really great that you stood up for Brandy because mm-hmm. it would have just been so easy to throw away the comment and just, you know, secretly think Joyce was just labeling. But you know what? You stood up for her. And it is a point where Joyce seems very sensitive, so maybe she got her feelings hurt. But the fact that you took that time and you stood up for your friend was
I like Brandy. She is completely unfiltered and she has probably said some things that I don't agree with, but I'm not her mom. Mm-hmm. I've said things that people don't agree with. I don't want to be, you know, monitored either. So with Brandy, I've seen her in her natural environment with her boys and she is a great mom. She is, you know, there's no bloody alcohol and it's just people assume that she's hooked up to this IV and it's just it's annoying. It's enough.
What did you think about Joyce's remark? Because we're gonna have to wrap up in just a few minutes, but I want to know what you think about Joyce's remark that you put a spell on her baby. How did that really, I mean, that's pretty insane.
Yeah,
I mean, did that really bothered you? Right, obviously.
No.
It didn't.
I'm just saying, if you it would did, bother, if it, I don't mind.
I would bother me.
You know, I
mean,
you know,
to say, it's like she just keeps going
well,
with
she just, she's a silly tart because she just gave me so much power here.
She really did.
She did.
Completely, like, everything that
well, if you don't believe in it and it's affecting your family, are you not trying to protect your husband too? I mean, come on.
It's just,
you know, when somebody keeps engaging me and I'm not saying a bloody word about my religion or what I believe in, and you just keep goading me, I'm going to have a knee-jerk reaction at some point where I'm like, really, bitch, let's see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because that's, you know, it's enough. Yeah. I mean, and then she's telling me, test it out on me.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, let's hope she's not doing it with a gun because as we all saw, she clearly can't hold a gun. The hairbrush, that was so funny. She tosses it like a hairbrush. Oh my God.
Well, she does not belong having a gun.
No.
You know,
well,
she does.
It's
a horrible.
A joke. That
yeah.
That was ridiculous. All right. So I want to know, if there's a next season, which I hope there is, and is that something you would ever be interested in doing after this experience?
I have said up until this point, yes, definitely it would be.
You would want to do it.
Well, I want to see. I haven't seen the rest of the season, so I think it would be, if I was invited back, it would be, oh, God. We'd have to lose the fucking music for first.
God. Yeah,
you know,
the new,
good
right,
God.
Right.
I want to see how the rest of the season goes mm-hmm. because it would be great if you could see, you know, the other side where I am with my husband, where I am with my children.
That's what we want to see.
Yeah. I mean, there's a human element to me.
Right.
So I would hopefully we did shoot. We did a lot of stuff.
Right.
I hope that you get to see that.
I was just curious real quick. In the context of the show, the only real time that you get to hear a voiceover what's going on is the confessionals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to say, but it's interesting because for like the first half of the season, you're wearing the amazing lace dress. So you're talking about things that happen later. Do you Are you allowed to say, do you sit down at the end of shooting and get to do talking about the whole episodes, or when do you get to do those?
It's after we've shot. Yeah. Okay. So you'll have like however many months to keep coming back. And then just, you know, voicing their opinion on a certain episode.
How is it? Do they just say, okay, let's talk about this scene and just go for it?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll ask you a question and
you have to relive it all.
All right.
Yes, you do.
I want to ask you something without like reliving your past, but a few times you've mentioned about having a dark past and getting through it. And I think where you're at today, I mean, so many people go through dark times and then don't come out like you have. What tools like did you use to get to where you're at? Because I feel like you have so much wisdom, and I'm sure our viewers would love to hear like some of the lessons that you've learned or some of the things that you live by.
I think for me, the turning point was you had two choices. You were going to live or you were going to die. Mm-hmm. And that's literally as black and white as it gets. It's, you know, it's when it's that dark for people. And I know a lot of people that have gone through, you know, their own personal hells. It's a matter of life and death. And you either choose to get the fuck up and fight and have blind faith. And honestly, even if you believe in, it doesn't matter what you believe in, but to have blind faith is just blind faith in who you are. Mm-hmm. And it's to have a belief system in who you are. Or you could just dig your own grave at that point. Right. So for me, it was that black and white. And, you know, you just, it's a moment by moment reality. And you just have to keep reassuring yourself, it's going to be better. It's going to get better. It does.
You're writing a children's book, correct?
I am.
And it has a twist at the end?
What it is without giving too much away, it's a... so people will smile at this one.
Yeah.
I say children's story because originally it started off as like a toddler story, but then I was like, no, it's a bit too dark. So no nightmares. I'm like, woo, yay, oh my God. Good girl. God. It's a kid's book. It's a children's book.
Okay.
But it's a 13 chapter, and every chapter, it's similar, you know, how you see Grimm where he has a little poetry.
Yes.
It has that flair to it.
Okay.
And my daughters, both of them are illustrating each chapter. So whatever the theme is, they're drawing. So that will be, it'll be the saying, the picture, and then the story.
That's so cute.
So the short stories. And what they have is they have, in each story, I have the tools which I use, whether it's tarot cards or the pendulum or crystals or candles, whatever, even the pentagram, which, you know, is the elements. Mm-hmm. So each chapter has one of those items just
surrounding,
you know,
it, kind of like as a theme.
Yes.
Okay. And so is your...
And there's always a moral to the story.
I love it. But you're also writing a horror script, correct?
I am.
So I'm starring in that, we said, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll scream for you later.
Thank you.
It's an amazing scream.
I love that. Yeah. As long as it's blood curdling.
It is. It's right. Frightening.
Fantastic.
But you are good for you. So you write, you do a lot of writing. And is this something you want to produce and actually create into
I don't know about producing. I mean, I don't always want to have my hands controlling everything because sometimes you don't see. I'd rather have somebody else's vision.
Right.
But, you know, for me, one of my favorite authors is obviously Stephen King, and he's such a visual writer. Yes. But then I would watch his movies and go, oh, fuck, really?
Right.
Because they would do his writing a disservice.
Right.
So I want to get somebody that does completely just tune into my vision.
Right. I love that.
Thank you.
Well, I guess, should we do predictions? We have Carlton here, so I don't know if he's meeting.
One last question.
Yes, go ahead.
Ooh.
It's always that song.
Yeah. That's a very cool.
It's always the same thing, yeah. Don't,
kind of that
wasn't
prediction.
For you.
That's so funny.
But the reunions are always so intense. They're always really explosive. Are you kind of getting ready for battle and preparing yourself? How are you preparing, like, mentally for that intense film? It's filming in February, right?
Yeah. I am. You know, I didn't think I would have to, but I think I do. I think it would be the smart thing to do. It's more of just more of a spiritual, more of a protection thing. So, you know, I'm all about my cards and my crystals and my candles. So, yeah.
Do you believe in psychics?
But there's a lot of charlatans out there.
Yeah, especially in LA.
Yeah, I'm very, very cautious.
Do you believe that the cats you had were your cats in previous lives?
I do.
I think my puppy was like the love of my life.
My cat, my dog.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I had a beautiful cat called Scorpio that died from cancer about 5 years ago. And when my daughter said that they wanted these specific cats, I said, I promise you he'll come back. But he came back, she'll come back, but he came back as a male.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Is it the black cat that got acupuncture?
Midnight.
I have a black cat too.
I do too.
It was my gay dog before. Yeah, he was gay. He's straight now. He's like a masculine cat. He's like, he came back like a football player.
I swear my cat was my lover in my past life. Like, he can't get enough of like,
your animals, I mean, and some people are going to roll their bloody eyes at me right now, but your animals are your familiars. So what they do is they protect you. So mm-hmm. if something is, if you're going to take a hit universally, usually your animal takes it for you.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're protectors.
I love it. Amazing. We could talk about this for hours.
I know. Sorry.
Okay, we can get into predictions now, Phil. Sorry.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
It's kind of cheating having the star of the show here, but we'll just.
I predict.
Okay. I'm excited to see the repercussions of the necklace. What's gonna her giving it to
yes.
you? What you really think? I'm guessing. Hopefully, it's gonna come out because you said about.
Yeah.
We'll find out a bit more. So
absolutely.
Find out what you did with it.
Whose arse it went up? I don't know.
I mean, really? That's so funny.
I'm very excited to see how it all plays out, the reunion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I now we have a close connection with you. It's going to be hard. Like, we already feel, like, at least for me when I watch the reunions, I feel attached to one or two people, and I feel like it's hitting me every time. I'm like, oh, my God, that's going to be hard. Well, I'll be cheering you on.
Thank
but, you. Know.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're a tough one, though.
You are tough.
You're like,
thank you.
I wouldn't want to mess with
you. We wouldn't.
Especially in the boxing
ring. We were. I know.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
I just think it's cool that so many people have written books on the show about their lives and autobiography, but you're doing a really fresh twist that you're making it a children's book so people are learning. Mm-hmm. I could see some of the other housewives copying that, coming out with their own children's books or something. To teach children. So mm-hmm. I think you're going to set the blaze on fire with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think you have competition with any of them who have not written a book, being able to write a book yet. So I think you're on your own there.
Yes. You have to be able to string a few words. Yeah.
Sorry, I know I'm going to get so much shit for that.
All right, where can we find
my
you?
My prediction. I am predicting something that I wish would happen. I predict that you take a shopping at the Hustler store. And that's our next field trip.
I would love
that. Yay! Oh, you gosh. Are psychic!
Are you going to help me pick something out?
Yes!
Oh my god, we should play.
We'll do it.
Yes.
We'll
make that
amazing.
Happen.
Where can
you
find
you, Jill? You can find me at Jill Annenberg.
At Shaw Broadbent.
At Cassidy Guard.
At Miss Ashley Daniels. At Carlton
Jebbia. Yeah, what am I at?
Twitter.
I'm like, wait, what? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, brilliant. So much fun. Thank you. That was fantastic.
See you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.